Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens.
Our show, we talk about all things drag because we were semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens, post-DragCon edition.
We're
back. We are back again. I am still, I think, so tired and so dragged out still.
Yes.
But I'm making it work and surviving. How are you?
I have the post-DragCon. You have a couple days where it's so social and incredible that I find I just need a second to recoup. And then it was a lot of drag. So the idea of diving right into All Stars 8, I was like, okay, I got to watch the first two episodes. They came out. And I got to watch episode 3. But I also really want to watch Succession on HBO.
I really want to watch this one movie called Ready or Not. Cool. And I've been trying to fit it in. But Drag Race is stopping me and it's making me mad. So,
well, honey,
I think a Sunday
Ready
night.
Or Not is the theme of this week's episode, whether we are
period.
Ready or not.
Ready or not, diva. Ready or not. I'm fucking screaming. But that's good. But you're feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling so good. I feel like this season is full of queens that I didn't know I needed to see. And so essentially, SQ Cuties, we're kind of going to touch base as far as our thoughts on episode 1 and 2. And we'll do our regular deep dive on the 3rd episode. So thus far, we've said goodbye to Monica Beverly Hills. A moment of silence. And we're also saying goodbye to Nayshia Lopez. So those are the
That's
two that have left the competition on a voting basis because it's All Stars rules and we have lipsticks to send the girls home.
I really thought Nayshia would have lasted a lot longer.
Yeah, like I feel so bad because she honestly is expensive. Every time she's on screen, I feel like her wigs are her like secret weapon.
Yeah, she's got great wigs and Nayshia's one of those drag queens who's like very good at drag, like Roxy Andrews good at drag, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like to have somebody be removed from the competition so early, both times they've been on the show, it's kind of just like, what the fuck, guys, you know?
Yeah, it's like production has gilded her as this girl who doesn't go far for some reason. And that makes me sad. But we never got to talk about it. Her entrance hair, that like human, almost like this isn't a read, but for visualization, like an Elvis Presley kind of like coif, like it was quite like high blowout hair, but it obviously didn't look like Elvis. It looked like so sculpted and layered. It made me want short hair like that. She's incredible. Again, good hair.
She's very good. Yeah. And Monica is so beautiful. I'm an early out girly, so my heart goes out to Monica for not being able to stay, but with all the depressing stuff aside, who and what has been our favorite so far in the first two episodes? Because unfortunately, we can't touch on them too much, but we can kind of talk about like what our favorite parts were.
Exactly. It's like the Reddit post, too long, didn't read, where we're at in All Stars 8 thus far. And for me, my TDLR is I'm fucking loving Chimbo. You know, I'm going to kiss their butthole the entire season because it's just like, I love their art. I think they're not afraid to look stupid, silly, and have a good time. And so anytime they're on screen, I just get this little like sense of pride. I don't know what it is. I just get so excited for Jimbo. And so that's my first thing that I'm like, okay, this is so fun. They're back.
Mm-hmm. I would say I really like seeing how different James Mansfield is this season than when we saw James the first time, because it felt like James had the like James Mansfield like, oh my god, da 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 voice almost the whole time.
Yes.
And now we see a little bit more of like who James actually is.
Yes.
Rather than the character they're putting on. And you get the little pieces of the character, but James kind of is just like a normal person now,
so
a little
happy.
Bit more on camera.
I'm so happy you phrased it like that, because I think I thought that right when they were interviewing, but it didn't click. It's like we got the code switch from interview to performer, which is amazing because that's just a chance for us to fall in love with James as like an entire package, which we love.
Hey,
so cool.
Exactly.
So cute.
Very fun.
And can we also talk about how beautiful Alexis Michelle is?
And hilarious.
And hilarious. equal parts beautiful and hilarious. I love her for her beauty. You love her for her humor. Tell me more.
She kills me. Okay, so my favorite post on Twitter, and I think Irene deleted it, which just absolutely breaks my heart because I'm trying to find it and I can't.
What?
I know. It was the funniest tweet. So basically, she had tweeted that Alexis came up to her and took a photo of her at the end of like a drag con day and handed her back her phone and said, "You're welcome," and got onto like the thing and left. And Irene was like, "I am screaming. This is the funniest thing in the world," because it's the worst photo. It's just garbage.
"You're welcome." Did Alexis think like, it was like pussy? Like she thought she was giving her like this amazing gift?
I think Alexis thought she was giving her this perfect like new headshot photo, and it's just the lighting's not great. It's she doesn't look very good, and I just thought it was so funny.
Well, doesn't Alexis always kind of serve a little bit of DeLulu? Like she always
In the best way.
She's wearing DeLulu Lemon.
Yeah, she's always kind of just in like Alexis Michelle land, and I want to be there.
Me too.
I want to be in Alexis Michelle's world.
Don't you think after a weekend like DragCon, sometimes we have to channel our own like inner star power and just be like, I'm not going to look here. I'm just going to like feel it. I'm going to live in DeLulu land.
Oh, DragCon made me feel in DeLulu land. Unless we went out and people didn't think I was famous enough. Then I wasn't in DeLulu land. But at DragCon, very DeLulu.
Oh, we'll hear from Scott Loudon later.
I know. Scott, I showed Cynthia the audio before we started.
Scott, I still love you.
All right.
Should we dive into episode 3, Juice? Are we ready for this? Are we doing this?
I think we might as well, yeah.
Oh my god, let me put on my little goggles, my little swimming cap, and let's dive in.
No.
You're so stupid. No. I forgot about that one. Oh my god, actually, can I tell you something funny? I don't know if I already told you this, but the girl who was working my booth, her name's Oz. She's a friend of mine. We've been friends since we were like 13. Sweet little thing. But every time an Australian would come up to our booth and they'd go, "Hello," she'd go, "Hello," and then they'd continue speaking Australian and she would just be like, "Oh." I thought it was just a thing.
Oz, that's the way they talk.
So when she told me that, I peed myself. It was so funny. Nar.
I also thought your friend Oz was this like shy Gen Z. And then I found out you two were like high school besties. I was like, wait, yeah. Oz just like transformed in front of my eyes as far as what decade I freaking thought she was born. Love Oz.
I know. She was very happy about that. So if anybody got to meet Oz at this week's booth, I have known her since I was literally 12.
But let's dive in. Episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh my god, we're here.
We're here. Holy moly. Holy moly, we traveled
holy
so far.
Holy so moly. Quick.
So we dive in. We know the two girls are gone. There's been some alliances kind of forming, the Miss Congeniality alliances that happened in the first two episodes, right? It's Lala and Heidi. They're kind of scheming together or attempting to do some sort of, I don't know, alliance. I got your back. You got mine. I don't know. What else is noteworthy? We kind of just dive right into the maxi, which this week.
Sin,
Juice,
would you join an alliance?
I love this question. Absolutely. I would join an alliance, and then I would join another alliance, and then I would join another alliance, and let them all blow up in my face, one untucked, and then they go, "Boo, you crazy bitch!"
Because my confessionals,
the whole season would be hilarious. It would be like, she doesn't know that I know that she knows, you know?
So Cynthia, so now it's you in the top, and then your two alliances, say it's me and Kendall, your two alliances, right? Ooh. It's me and Kendall in the bottom.
Yep.
Right? And you've in the top, and you just won the lip sync, so you have to send us home. Which alliance are you breaking?
Oh my god, SQ Cuties for life. Like,
suck it, Kendall.
Suck it.
Shine.
Bye.
I was kidding.
Oh my God. SQQ okay.
is for life. I mean, Sophie's Choice. But again, alliances on alliances. You're in front of me right now. And so I'm like, it's you, baby girl. And I'd see Kendall.
Oh
and
my
I'd
God.
Be like,
if it was Kendall, it's Kendall. It's you, baby She's girl. She's like, Brat Pack forever. Yes. Oh no.
Oh my God. One day, let's manifest this. They'll need to have it happen. You just wrote the script of season, All-Stars season 16.
Yeah, when they've run out of girls and they have to start getting the Canadians.
Exactly.
You like that?
You're really on your soundboard game.
I was just going to say, I didn't have the soundboard last week, so I'm overcompensating. And that's it for a minute, but no promises.
Yeah. So we find out that it is a ball this week. It is the supermarket ball, and our three categories are legendary queen, no legs and dairy, fruity patootie, and supermarket supermodel. Now, two of those looks are looks that they brought from home, and supermarket supermodel is something that they need to make out of unconventional materials that you would find at a supermarket.
Absolutely. And can I just say, we'll dive into everyone's looks at that part of the episode, but fruity patootie is going on record as my favorite runway theme fucking ever. I really feel like it is the funniest, campiest Katy Perry in a hamburger bun realness. It is so cute. It is so cute. What every single drag queen brought in that particular category, I thought was the perfect blend of fashion, of bright color, of like reference. I adored it. I think Fruity Patootie, I want to do the Fruity Patootie.
Well, tell me. Well, now we've got it. Before we jump into everything, tell me what you would wear. Legendary, Fruity Patootie, and supermarket. What would you wear?
Okay. Legendary. I loved the take where it's like you are the milk. Like it's somehow splashing. Like somehow I would do something in white because I'm so pale. I look great in white. It gives my skin a color. and then for Fruity Patootie, something like the way Heidi did the silhouette of the strawberry leg, like becoming the fruit, embodying the fruit, and then making it as crystalled as possible, crystallized, rhinestoned as possible. I'm speaking abstract because I don't actually have ideas. And then for supermodel, I feel like that's where I would serve whatever the hell I could make in the workroom, I suppose, because that's the design challenge. Try not to have a spiral like last time. I went home on a ball challenge, Juice. This is stressful.
I think for legendary, I would be like almond milk. I would do like an almond or an oat milk.
Like tan instead of everyone being white, you'd be like this off color.
And I'd be like, I'm almond milk.
Serving like Yeezy, like Skims. Tan.
Skims, yeah, yeah. And then for Fruity Patootie, I think something about when I read it, I thought kiwis. Like kiwis spoke to me.
Yes.
Like the green with like the fuzzy outer. So I thought that might be fun. And supermarket supermodel, again, just desperately try to make something.
I just had, as you were talking about fruits, you know what's a beautiful fruit? A dragon fruit.
Oh, dragon fruits are beautiful. No one did dragon.
You cut it open. The outside is like this gradient of lime to pink. And then you cut it open and it's black and white.
Oh my God. Actually, synth.
That's so beautiful.
I would do fruit juice.
There it is. Duh. There it is.
Duh.
There it
fruit
is.
Fruit juice. Juice Love box it. Does a fruit juice. Stupid. This runway Boom. Was made for me. They should have cast me.
Yeah.
almond milk.
Now, the girls are, some are sewers, some are not. Miss Kasha Davis is Kasha struggling. Davis. And in her interview, I laughed out loud when she was whining about sewing. And she's like, should we whittle our own pencils to write a note? I don't sew because I shouldn't have to sew. I'm not Amish.
I get that.
Like, it was literally, it was so funny to me. She was just like, don't make me sew. I don't want to do this.
Listen, drag is an industry. And I keep that industry afloat by paying costume designers and hair designers because I don't need to learn how to do it because there's someone else's bills I can pay to do it for me.
Absolutely. I do know where you're coming from. I do. But then when we like hark back to the origins of Drag Race, this is one of those things like from day one, they love it because it's instant drama. Some girls flounder.
I know. I know. And to win Drag Race, you should be a fully rounded, being able to do everything. You should. Mm-hmm. Or you should be really good at faking it.
Yes. Or be so entertaining that they can edit around that.
Yeah. They're like, but look how funny they are.
We're also having Lala have literal flashbacks of her trauma from her first season on the show. What did you think when watching this?
I felt bad. I felt bad because she is really funny and she had a good sense of humor about it. But you could tell that she was just like, if I don't make something good, it is so embarrassing for me. Mm-hmm. You know, if she doesn't kind of make something.
She knows it's funny because it was the memification of it last time where she was like, okay, I kind of owned this. It could have been something that I was embarrassed of, but I had to own it. But then when you're back in the Thunderdome, it's like, I don't want to repeat that again. Like, mm-hmm. She was saying she couldn't make anything worse. And then she was like, actually, I could, but I can't.
I could make something worse. Actually, I don't agree. I don't think you could make something worse than that. I think it's only up from there. And we'll get to her outfit. But
we'll get to it. We'll get to it. We have RuPaul come into the workroom doing some of those walkthroughs. And side note, can we tell how much RuPaul is just obsessed with Jimbo? Obsessed.
Yeah, it's kind of obvious, like, that she's just, like, elated when she's around. Like, she just thinks she's the funniest.
I think Jimbo's getting invited to a games night at RuPaul's mansion.
I feel like, yeah. I feel like Jimbo is hanging out with Ru. They're fracking together. They're...
Hey, Jimbo, let's go frack.
Let's go hang out in my disco room and then we can do some fracking.
Did you watch the AD video on YouTube?
Please. Of course I did.
Oh my God. Hey, AD, it's RuPaul and welcome to my home. What did we think about the black and white flooring in RuPaul's home throughout the entire house?
I hated it.
Yes, there was a point in the AD video where I paused and I looked at my partner and went, I don't think I like RuPaul's interior design taste.
No, it's awful. The disco room was a lot, babe. There was like 10 disco balls.
I love the disco room. The disco room has its purpose. I wish it just stayed in the disco room. Maybe that's RuPaul just like...
not go everywhere else.
It went everywhere. The whole house felt like the disco like room.
Yeah.
But the drag closet...
It looked like...
Oh, that was beautiful.
That... As she yawns.
Sorry. I just finished a workout and I just ate. So now I'm like ready for a nap in the sun, you know?
But enough about RuPaul's giant mansion.
Yeah, enough about mother's fucking riches. Jesus.
We had a really touching moment with Heidi in Closet, when she was doing her walkthrough with RuPaul. I didn't expect or anticipate the honesty from Heidi. I feel like sometimes with our lovable comedic queens, we keep it really light and funny, and I actually really appreciate that she went into the reality of this new drag career and how at times you have to balance, you know, your personal life. And she was mentioning quarantining. She was obviously doing this because of filming of something, and missed, you know, saying one last goodbye to her grandmother. So it's intense, it's heavy.
Yeah, it was pretty heavy and I felt bad, but it's nice to then see like that additional layer to those characters, and those, because they are people. It's not like these are like characters on a show. These are people who have real lives, who have real experiences, and it's kind of nice to see that they're not just like a funny gap joke, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I love her. I do love Heidi. She's just one of those too. The minute she popped into our lives, I was like, she's a keeper. That one.
Also, if anybody is looking, you can also get Heidi in Closet's Thoft and Thupple Fleshlight, which is now available on fleshjack.com/stars. So please, if you want a taste of Heidi's Thoft and Thupple lips, please go pick up her Fleshjack today. Support your local queens.
Would you ever do something like this?
I tried in season one because I gave Priyanka my Fleshlight. Her and I were in contact with Fleshlight and Fleshjack to be able to create some kind of collaboration, but it was right in 2020. Things were still a little like sketchy with what you could do, where you could go. It was also in America. We were in Canada, so they ended up just sending us like a press package.
Sorry, I went blind once you said you shared your flesh Jack with Pri.
Do you not know that story?
But why are we doing that?
So when I, sorry, I've said this story like 1,000 times. I thought you knew it. So when I went to Drag Race, I brought one, as one does.
Did you use one?
Of course I used it.
And
but
we gave it to Pri.
So listen, so I got eliminated. And so I didn't, and so we were all sitting there. So I got eliminated. Then there was episode 2 and then press. So I was still in my room, just bored. Mm-hmm. So then we were all doing press together and they were trying to keep me away from the girls during press a bit, but then they realized that that was stupid and like I was going to go crazy. So we all ended up sitting together at one point. And I sat there and I was next to Priyanka and a bunch of girls. And I said, yeah, it just sucks. I bought a flesh jack and like, I'm not even really going to need it anymore because like, you know, I brought it for this, but I'm going home. So like, I don't really need it. And all of them, like feral cats, all of them turned to me and were like, give it to me. Give it to me now. Give it to me. I want it. Give it to me. Juice, I will do anything if you give that to me. And when I say, you know, how Priyanka just has this thing about getting her way, like no matter what, she's able to get her way.
It amazes me.
Priyanka looked, she looked into my soul. Like she grabbed me. She went, don't look at anybody else. Look at me. Look at me. I need that. I need it. And I need it to win. I need to win this competition and that will help me win. You need to give it to me. And so I gave it to her. I put it in a bag. I gave it to a PA when I was in my room. And the best part was that I gave it to the PA and the PA said, flying Priyanka's gift down. And I stopped her. Like I grabbed the PA and I went, stop. She went, what? And I was like, you can't leave until you say flying the fleshlight to Priyanka. I will take it. Mm-hmm. I asked for so little. You have to say it. And she was like, I'm not saying it. I went, say it. So she went flying the fleshlight down to Priyanka. And then everybody on, you could hear everyone on the mic like, bah, ha, ha, ha.
The radio and channels went wild.
Yeah. Priyanka cleaned it. She covered it and she alcoholed it, hung it up to dry for a few days and then just won the competition.
Used it to win the competition. Because at that point, SQ Cuties, it's all you have. Like, it's all you have.
Oh, yeah. Like, I named it. Like, it was my boyfriend.
That is so funny. And I appreciate the sterilizing between users.
Me and Pri.
Yeah. We have a little bit of mirror chat before the runway. And some queens have partners, like Mrs. Kasha Davis, there's Mr. Davis, and other queens, such as Darian Lake, have never had a partner. And it's cool to hear the perspectives of an entertainer explaining a life with or without, you know, that partner in crime. You've been married for like a billion years, so we know which side
you live on. Yeah, we're over 18 years now. It's actually been, it's 18 years, I'm 35. So almost half my life.
Whoa.
Crazy.
That's cray cray. Trey cray.
Soon it's going to be, I've been with him longer than I've not been with him, you know?
Yes. I don't know personally, but that's incredible. Because you guys are high school sweethearts.
Me and Mr. Box started dating in summer of grade 10 going into grade 11. We were slow dancing in his bedroom on an August evening, August 15th.
And you quietly asked him.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. Almost exactly like that, actually. Yeah. It's like you were there.
You've just been saying the same soundbite your entire life.
Oh, you like that? Just like that, too. Yeah.
And 16 there was the
years
instrument
old.
In the background. It was great.
Yeah, just so like that.
It's so cute. Yeah. I see it as, for me, so you see Mr. Box as a huge support for your drag career, or is that something you kind of do on your own? Like, if you were in that mirror chat with the girls, would you have said, like, need Mr. Box?
Well, at the beginning, he was a lot more like partner in crime with Juice, you know, like he sewed for me, he rhinestoned, you know, like all of that stuff. Like he was like momager. But now that we're older, I have my own career. He's got his own career. He kind of is like a supportive, like he listens and he'll come to shows. Maybe he doesn't love coming to shows. He also has a lot of trauma when it comes to Drag Race because he was there to see all the bad. he saw me come home first. He had to deal with all of my mental health issues from the show. He had to deal with my PTSD. He had to deal with all of the like when the French, like Quebec released my elimination before my episode came out. So he had to deal with like the repercussions of that and everything. Like he had to see all the bad stuff. So he will not watch Drag Race anymore. He refuses to watch it. You know, so his relationship with drag is a lot different than it used to be because he's kind of seen how it's put me through the ringer. And he doesn't like that because he's really protective. So he kind of only does the things that make him feel good about it.
Oh, that's so, thank you for being so honest. So it's almost in a way now he supports you when Juice is kind of hanging, when you hang up your wig, then he's your support for like. Around
well, he still he supports almost, Jews, yeah. But it's just he doesn't come to my shows because why would he? He's like, why would I come to the show? I've seen this a million times, and I'm like, yeah, don't come to the show.
Like, I'll post the TikTok. You can watch the TikTok.
Yeah, I just watch it. Like, I show him my visuals, my audio. I show him all my stuff, and he goes, yeah, that's really great. Like, awesome job. Like, he sees all that and he loves it. But it's not like he's sitting front row at every show with like flowers, you know. And which I would be like, that's a lot. Like, I don't need that.
Yeah, that'd be cute. I like it for special bigger shows when Vincent knows it's like a big one for me. He'll like he'll play into the, you know, really supportive boyfriend, but you're right, for the most part it's our career, and just like he goes off to his office job, I'm not there every morning with like a bouquet of flowers, right? Like
exactly,
we do our
yeah.
thing. We inspire each other. I love when we kind of strategize a bit with each other where it's just like, okay, what's next? What are our plans here? Like, how are we going to tackle, you know, the next drag con? You know, stuff like that. They never stop. And so I feel his support on a daily basis. But you're right. It's not front row at the show because I feel like that's for the, you know, the hardcore lovers of our drag.
That would also be like too much for me. Like, I want a break, you know?
No, exactly.
Yeah, so partners.
Okay, speaking of itty bitty little breaks, can we talk about our partner for the podcast, Juice?
Oh my god, yes. Our podcast has a boyfriend.
Oh my god, SQ Cuties. Like, this is a big deal for us. We are too legit to quit. Our next partner for the podcast is Athletic Greens. AG1 is a nutritional drink that I personally take every day because I wanted to make sure I'm taking all of my vitamins and nutrients in one simple drink. All you gotta do is literally add your AG1 mix to water. That's it.
AG1 is part of my morning ritual. I take it in the morning before my workout, and it makes me feel like I'm doing something good for my body, you know? Mm-hmm. My favorite part is how good it tastes. I was a little skeptical at first, but then once I tried it, it actually tasted really, really good, and I'm always in a rush in the morning, so having something so quick and easy to help with my overall health is a real blessing.
Exactly. It's so simple. We can't stress that. And also, it tastes really good.
I think it tastes like apples.
It's fruity, right? I never tasted the apples. And the minute you said apples, it like clicked in my head. And I was like, oh, apples. It is.
It
You're
kind
right.
of has an apple-y taste. Yeah. Well, at least to me. And you know what's actually really funny with this is I was casually mentioning it. So I go to a CrossFit and I go with like a bunch of like big manly dudes and like middle-aged moms. And usually when I talk about like drag stuff or anything, they're like, that's cute. And then when I mentioned that AG1 was going to be partnering with the podcast, never in my life have I had more respect from the people that I'm working out with. They're all like, oh my God, your podcast is like legit. Like, that's so cool. Like, I take it every day. Like, they sent that to you. Oh my God. Like, they would not stop. The amount of fist bumps I got that day, insane.
All of a sudden, the CrossFit people knew you were famous. You were an
Yeah, that's not the TV show seen all around the world, you know, not the flying to all over Canada to perform at nightclubs. No, not that. AG1 signed me. AG1, they said Juice is legit. Yeah,
literally.
Yeah,
I mean, we are.
We are.
If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/SQQ. That's athleticgreens.com/SQQ. Check it out.
That's so saucy.
Thank you, AG1. We love you. Okay, and we are back. Do you want to head to the main stage?
Bah, 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 cover girl. Put the bass in your walk. Do they still do that? Is that the song still?
I think that maybe it's like an instrumental version of that if I wanted to get like dissect it. But you know what? Let's see next time we watch an ep.
Okay. So Rue is in like a blue and red sort of sequin floral. She's still embracing that kind of like old lady white hair. I feel like she's not trying to look like super young anymore. I feel like we're still getting that like old lady Rue.
Imagine being so successful that you have to like symbolically tell people like eventually you can't do this. Like,
I am an old lady.
It's like, don't forget, I'm getting up there. I love it. It's regal. It's Rue claiming the hair color. It's cool, but yeah, I've noticed it as well.
So slutty about a red nail. And she has these red claws on, and it is just so good.
It's so good. We've got, you know, girl power squirrel friend Michelle Visage in silver, which honestly, it complements the little...
Is it silver? Piece. It looks mint to me.
Ooh, clocked.
It looks mint to me, yeah.
Oh my God, which one of our color balances off in our TVs?
Oh no, yeah, it looks mint on my computer. Wait, let me change monitors. Still mint.
You know what? There was a glare on my television this morning. It could have been that.
On your gigantic 65-inch TV.
Yes, every inch of it. Okay, so it's mint, but it's like sparkly.
Yeah. And then T.S. Madison, who is painted for the back row.
Oh, that cut crease is cut.
Sharp.
It's like, I love it. It is giving clown white, but like smooth. I love how lightweight it looks. It's just like high impact. In the wide shots, you can still see her cut crease.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that. It's like, it looks just like a white eyelid in the wide.
Yeah.
Oh, cartoon, my God. And cartoon. The little butterfly clips. She looks so good.
And the piece de resistance, the lash. Like, what lash is that? They're so wispy. And I love how piecey they are. Because I think that's why we're loving the cut creases, because the lash kind of complements it. It makes her look so, like, her eyelid
is just sitting. Well, it's not like a thick 301, right? We can see through it, and we can see all the work that they did on the eyeshadow. She looks great.
Yeah, they're so long. Very beautiful. Mm-hmm. And we have the one and only JoJo Siwa.
I know. Lemon looks great.
Lemon looks really good here. D-R-E-A-M. That's a JoJo
Dream.
That's a JoJo Siwa reference. That's the only one I know.
Sorry. I was just like, what? I want to know how JoJo did her makeup. Like that white kind of highlight in the center of her face. So weird and so cool.
Her makeup is on a level of like, it's like Cirque du Soleil. She often just like, it's full face coverage. She'll like smear like glitter into her hair and it'll be just like a glitter gradient. She looks like a sparkly box of pencil crayons. It's like every color at all times.
And it's kind of funny. It's like go back on Drag Race, she sort of reverted back to her old style, because I feel like her new style is very just like chill, relaxed California lesbian. Mm-hmm. And now she's kind of back into the like the high slicked ponytail, the sparkle, the makeup. She looks substantially younger dressed like this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's giving the Dance Moms era. I love it because this is her drag. So she came in drag.
Oh, period. Yes. Period. Exactly.
The first time JoJo Siwa, I saw a photo of her without her hair in a high pony, a side pony, I gasped. I was like, she became a woman in front of our eyes.
Yeah, she hit puberty like immediately. You were like, oh.
Yeah.
You know?
That woman has a period. She cuts it, she adds color, and she's a billionaire. She is rich.
Oh, she's rich, rich. Like, rich, rich.
Yeah. Those bows bought a house. But
screaming.
We dive in. The panel is stacked and we are here for the ball. The supermarket ball.
So do you want to do just by the looks or do you want to do each person's package?
Ooh, I kind of like that. By person.
Yeah, because that's how we usually do it, is we'll be like, this is Jimbo's looks. This is Kahana's. This is James.
Are you okay the way I wrote it? So we just kind of like hop around.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine for me. Yeah, totally.
Cute. Thanks, Juice. Quickly wrote my notes.
So what did you think of Jimbo's overall package?
Overall, Loved it. We're seeing like great volume from Jimbo this season. The bubble look. I love the headpiece. I thought that was particularly special. We love a reference in the Fruity Patootie. It was kind of a moment of like, RuPaul, by the way, I just deeply respect you and these other queer pop culture legends. And then their design look, it left me wanting a little bit more. I was a little Team Michelle when I was like, oh, that one's like glued onto a corset.
Yeah, I thought it was also too bulky in the midsection. I thought she looked a little too, like, I feel like if she was going to glue things onto a corset, maybe to make the waist look a little smaller, because I felt like it kind of just looked like thick all over. But the best one was the Fruity look, because it was more of a fun reference. It's also, Rue loves kind of people sucking up a little bit. And I will say, like, it is sucking up a little bit if you put RuPaul on your body. Like we can just own that. But I thought it was a fun look. I like that it was different. Like, they were just fruity people rather than an actual fruit. Mm-hmm. And the milk look was cute with the bubbles. But yeah, I agree. The look, it just looked a bit big.
Yes, it's hard when you're doing that. You're adhering, you're putting on kind of volume. Sometimes if you do it in the 360, you just kind of look like a different shape. You lose a little bit of your shape. So sometimes you can sculpt it. And they did a little, because I saw them move to the side. And there were certain lettuce pieces that I felt were flatter. But, you know, it's a design challenge. A lot of times when it's done, you're walking out in it and there's just no time. You're like, well, this is what it was.
This is it.
This was it.
But it almost, if you think about Jessica's acai one, how those are bulky, bulky fruits, and the way that she styled it versus the way Jimbo styled hers. Hers felt very cinched waist and more sleek, when Jimbo's feels very bulky in the center. But overall, bulky, bulky, bulky. I feel like she's looked better.
Fair. But we still love Jimbo.
Oh, love. Love, love, love. Love,
love. How many times in RuPaul's AD tour did he go, love, love, love these counters? Love, love, love.
Love, love, love.
This lamp.
This lamp. All right. What did you think of Kahana's package?
Oh, she is hot. Expensive. She is just, I look at her and I'm like, you are an expensive gal. The first look of the three legendary, I wanted to swap the shoe. Sometimes I find when it's a pump, in some of these drag looks for the runway, something about the shoe left me wanting more. But for her Fruity Patootie, I just wrote in all caps, I was keyboard smashing, this is high class camp, and I love it. I'm a sucker for a banana. And she did it on a level, the construction, it was like, just, it's world class. It's the only word I can think of. And her supermarket supermodel, it's okay. But that Fruity Patootie is living in my head. I want it.
Yeah. I am going to say something controversially at Brave. Her legendary, I thought was pretty ugly.
Hey, that's fair. It left me wanting something more. I looked at that look and thought, something.
I mean, the pant just like stops and almost too short, you know? The crotch feels really low, and also the pant feels really low, and the proportion is odd because there's so much midsection that it looks like this long tube in the center, and then her hips are sitting really, really low. And something about pigtails being at the front of the head versus the back never sits right with me. And I think that might be a personal preference thing. I just don't love when they sit so far up. It feels like they're going to fall.
Allegiance to Sailor Moon.
Exactly. I just didn't. I didn't love it, but the banana was so good, incredible. And what did she wear for the one she made again? Let me refresh my memory.
It was like a baby blue and yellow. And the hair had it too. And then, it was just kind of like your good old drag costume, like hip. I think.
Shoulder.
The silhouette was there, but I think it just needed something else.
Yeah, I like the silhouette. The shoes are fun. I like the makeup. The hair looks cool. I don't get supermarket out of it.
No, me neither.
Like, I don't even know what she used.
That's so true. what was her found like objects? Yeah. Maybe some sort of tablecloths or something, because they were, it looked kind of vinyl-esque.
Yeah,
bags. I don't know. I mean, it's not the worst thing. It's well constructed, so I mean, I like it.
Fabulous. Next, we have James Mansfield.
What? Oh, hers was so fun.
I think for the dairy. Oh, it's escaping me. What was it again?
The milk and cookies with all the hands.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. 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 Yes.
I loved it.
I want a lineup. I want a show or a number with Selena S. Titty's giant hands and James Mansfield's giant hands. And they just hang out and do this
piece. And then Pythia's piece with all of her hands all over her body.
Yes. Just hands on hands. Just hands. Exactly.
I loved it. I loved that
look. What did we think of the Fruity Patootie?
Oh, she did. Oh, my God. What did she do? Oh, my God. I really liked it. I loved her whole package. James's package was incredible. And I'm just trying to remember. She was a lemon. Oh, I loved it. I think lemon looks great.
This is one of those pieces that I know in person, the sparkle and all of the adornment would pop even more. For the runway, I kept craving like something longer. Like I wish there was something like a cape or a train or something just to give it. You know how like Trinity the Tuck on her last All-Star season always had a train, and it added this moment of like, I will walk slow and I look like the queen of this castle. Sometimes proportion for the runway. I just wanted that extra large, like, wow factor.
Can I be really honest?
Yeah.
Now that I've been looking at it, I've been sitting here staring at it and watching her walk and stuff. It's like she tricked me with how fun she is on the runway and like all the tricks she had in the wig. It's actually very not good.
I just got tricked by James Mansfield.
But she's so fun on the runway. I was like, I love this stuff, but it's so fun and cute and frivolous. But I'm really looking at it and I'm like, oh, it's not that good. It's not. It's really bulky in the center. The underwear is kind of like a funny fabric. The lemon things that are sticking off of her, I'm just kind of like, what is happening here? And you're right. It's just not enough. You know, like there needs to be more to it. But she was so fun and flirty and cool with it that I didn't even notice that. So she's great. She's very good at drag.
The power of presentation. Did we like her supermarket supermodel? I appreciated the puppet. I like how she's staying true to brand.
Yeah, the puppet was cute. I actually preferred this to the lemon. Now that I'm really looking at it, the fact that this is so well constructed and the lemon one was so not. Like the lemon one, you would almost trick me as the lemon was her design challenge and this was something that she made at home. Yeah. Because this is so well constructed. It's beautiful. And the way that she made it, she was even able to make a puppet. Like it looks great.
She made a puppet. Everybody loves puppets.
Because everybody loves puppets. I hope she makes it to the finale just for that.
Me too. We need the puppet moment. Mm-hmm. Candy Muse serving all the fashion. She's consistent. I feel like her silhouette is, we're seeing, like, Michelle kind of clocked it right away. She loves, like, a corseted bodysuit with things.
Mm-hmm. She loves that. Well, I mean, it's great for her body.
It's great for her body. And the spilt milk latex is beyond cool.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people sort of discredit Candy as not a fashion girl because of her size. And
I think she's a fashion girl.
Some people do. Not. I didn't say, I don't mean you. I never mean you. Never. But I feel like some people on the internet discredit her fashions because of her size. And I think she is one of the fashion girls. Like, I'm such a Candy Muse fan. Like, I love Candy Muse. So I feel like she is one of the fashion girls from, like, the entire series. I love her. I always love her looks and kind of the way her brain works.
Mm-hmm. I second that. Did we vibe with her Fruity Patootie?
It was cute. The cherries with the little cherry nipple pasty. Yep. I will say, like you had said, it was very similar to what we saw with the milk.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of don't hate with a ball because it feels like a complete collection where it's like these are things that kind of they make sense together. But I will say it was almost like a little too similar.
Yeah. And then her supermarket supermodel, I know this might seem like a hot take, but it kind of reminded me of the design formula of her previous season with the backpacks, how she just kind of put stuff in a skirt and then she made like a bra, and it almost kind of, it felt like the same formula. They didn't clock her on that, but it gave, I don't know, it made my brain think, oh, interesting, you're doing a similar like design technique. What do you think?
Yeah,
did it remind
but I mean,
you of
if it?
Did it remind
a
you?
A little
of,
bit.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? I didn't love it. I'm going to be really honest. It felt like the hair was a hair that she had. And she said, oh, I'm going to create something around this hair so the hair can kind of be the focal point when it's a design challenge. I don't want the hair to be a focal point of a design challenge. So.
Oh, my God. Speaking of hair being the focal point. Up next, we have Alexis Michelle and her legendary look. It kind of was like a full cow print cat suit balaclava, really like over her face. And all we saw were the lashes. It was, I know it's probably like Leigh Bowery inspired, but the ostrich feather on top gave her kind of like, is it Bert or Ernie from Sesame Street? Like one of them hair. It became like an amount.
It
became an amount of feathers where I was like, I either want more or I want none. You know?
It kind of, the feathers are reminding me of like, you know, when a guy's balding and he really needs to let go.
Exactly.
It was like that. It's like kind of like that sort of feeling to it.
There wasn't enough.
Yeah, I don't hate it. It's not my least favorite look, but that's gonna bother me now. That's
Sorry.
All I see.
Now you can't
no, it's
see
fine.
It.
Unsee, I can't I unsee say. That. Yeah.
But her Fruity Patootie gown was very pretty. She was kind of sporting a blueberry giant gown. It was pretty.
Yeah.
It was very sculptural. There was a lot of intricacy. She wears a gown really well.
She does. It was a beautiful, very like old Hollywood kind of moment, and it still fit in the theme. I don't love a no eyebrow look.
Oh, is it sans brow?
It's sans brow or it's a white brow, but it looks sans brow. Sans brows look for me just feel like you ran out of time. And that's coming from a few people who I don't really speak to anymore, where that's why they would do eyebrowless looks, is they would run out of time. So now anytime I see no eyebrows, I'm like, oh, so you ran out of time. Okay.
It's
like that's kind of just
see.
It's where my brain goes. You know, that's all I can see. Yeah, but I think she looks incredible. The hair is really fun. Those like little blueberry hairs.
Blueberry. Yeah, no, it is cool.
Blueberry.
I think it was her strongest look of the night. Unfortunately, she didn't get to stay in it because she had to change into her supermarket supermodel. And for me, this look is giving 2012 girl going out. Like, do you remember when the trend was like wear office looks with like a big statement necklace? It was often a satin top.
The owl necklace. Yeah.
And then like just giant jewelry. And then it's giving that era going out. And it made me chuckle because the way she was walking. She's like, this is couture. This is couture.
This is fashion divas, and it's kind of just like it's kind of giving me Reitmans,
right?
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing she's ever worn, but my favorite thing about it is her smile is very like, I look amazing. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree? Like it's the DeLulu smile.
It's the DeLulu. So,
the DeLulu of it all. The hair is really fun though, but yeah, I don't love this. At all, really. It's not very good.
And she got safe. So we see.
Yeah, so whatever.
Okay. Is it redemption time for LaLaurie? What did we think of her?
LaLaurie.
Tell me, darling.
I liked it. I thought it was fun. It's like, for me, like the legendary, I think the girls who just go right to cow, I'm like, meh, you know, like we could have done a little bit more with that. But it's fun. It's cute.
To pop on the runway, I wish the cow print had a little bit of stoning to it. Just a little bit of sparkle. Just a little bit of sparkle.
A little sparky spark.
A little spark. Can you see a little spark on stage? And then...
A sparkly spark.
For Fruity Patootie, she was a... It was like a caramel apple, right? Like it was latex on latex. It was a red of sorts with... The stick on the top, and it was supposed to kind of look like melting caramel. And all I wrote was, I love the concept. I just feel like there's a way to execute this a little more flattering. Like it kind of just looked like a
good. Yeah, you like could a, say good.
Good.
You could say good. That's fine. This is a safe
seemed,
place.
Because it seemed like a little bit of like a, you know what is it called in the Nickelodeon
Play-Doh?
Award? The award show where they get like green thrown on them?
No, for me, it didn't look like that at all. It looked like Play-Doh, like flat Play-Doh.
Yeah, there was something with whatever material they were using.
I feel like, you know how Irma has that dress of like the dripping, like mm-hmm. with the dripping? It's not latex. It's like a...
Is it a silicone of sorts?
Yeah, like a silicone. I feel like this should have been made by dripping actual silicone onto her physical body.
Yeah.
To create that, because the actual dress is so form-fitting to her that if she were to have done that dripping latex on her body, have it set, and then take it off and create the garment from that, it would have given more of that dripping caramel mm-hmm. rather than this kind of like hodgepodge sort of feel to it. Like it's very flat. It doesn't give the drip. It kind of just looks like flat pancakes. So I think the concept itself is incredible and beautiful. I think the execution is not there, which is shitty, but
which is ironic because for her next look, I thought the execution was there. She made it nice, but I didn't love the design for her supermarket supermodel. I was not agreeing with, Michelle when she was acting like what she was looking at was a huge improvement. Unfortunately for me, I felt like the choices she made were a bit underwhelming. And I can picture what she was going for, but with that tan mesh, it just felt a little flat.
Can I say, do you know what I think I needed? A statement piece. If she would have made one statement moment with it, whether it have been like she made a purse or she used like something, or she was carrying a big something or something very colorful or something beige and large and sparkly or something, I think it would have changed it, because this looks great and it's very well constructed, and it's an interesting silhouette that I think really complements her, but it's missing something.
I agree.
It feels like just the base.
When it walked, I was like, oh, I don't know if I love this. I just don't know.
Yeah. Like something, even like, honestly, even a sparkly or tight, like anything. Like
give me just some feels glitter.
Give me something. It's drag diva, glitter, you know? It just
felt
It just felt a little flat. But
I still love her. I love her in her interviews. So no matter what mm-hmm. she's doing, I'm like, we love you, Lala.
I really want her to win a challenge because I want a Lala lip sync.
Hell to the yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next we have Darian Lake coming out in something. It's giving very Kylie Minogue with the head, the Grace Jones kind of head hood piece. But I wish there was a super high slit. I wanted something for that leg to pop out, Angelina Jolie style.
Yeah, and especially because it only goes up just above her ankle, it feels kind of just like it weighs her down, but it feels very Kylie in that sense.
And all the dripping, the tiers of drips, is actually quite hot. Like, it's a lot of work to sew a skirt like that. I just wish they were more pronounced. Like, there was almost more space between the drip shapes, so you could just really appreciate it.
Do you know what I think, maybe, is if she had gotten rid of the longest layer, and the long layers were just the drips, and you could see more leg. I think that would have been better.
Yeah, that's kind of why I thought slit. Like, if somehow she could just take away fabric. You know,
mm-hmm.
don't hide. We want to see those gorgeous legs.
But the one look where she rips off and she rips off the like the caftan, I would say caftan, into the nude banana split look.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
That was so fun. I love a good reveal on the runway, and it was worth it. You know, when it's revealed. And you're like, oh, yeah. Okay. This one, it was sparkly, head to toe. It was cute. It was body confident. And so I applaud Darian.
Yeah, I loved it. Love, 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 loved it. And her supermarket couture, what did we think of that?
So for me, RuPaul made mention of this blue skirt as well. That solid piece she kind of put underneath the strappy bits that came off of the corset. I wanted that mm-hmm. gone. I wanted it just to be the strips and feel fringe and just dense it up at the bottom a little so it feels substantial. The blue solid was just bumming me out. It was a weird length.
I feel like if she got rid of that big billowing thing behind her and that blue skirt and made it look more like that Cher Tina Turner outfit, you know, the one where it looks like the flames and it goes into the dripping, the Bob Mackie. Yeah.
I feel like it
could have given more of that if she kind of went more Bob Mackie with it and kept going with all of that fringe with just a panty underneath of it. It'd be so much more fashion, totally. I think. Oh, and there's something about me and a fucking black rooted wig on a white girl. Oh, it looks awful.
Oh, I thought you were about to say good. And I was chuckling. it's too intense.
No, it's such a stark difference between their like pale, pale white skin and that jet black, especially if you haven't like really plucked it to kind of get a sense of the skin underneath of it. I just think they're not made for white girls. Like, it just never looks good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did we think of Jessica Wilde?
Oh, I'm such a fan. I love Jessica.
This one, I actually really loved the serial narrative. I just wanted more serial at the top of the shoulder. Just a couple more, like, spilling from your shoulder. And then I was literally all on board. I would wear this. It's campy.
It's very you.
I would wear it.
You would wear the shit. Yeah. I think this is giving more of the splashed, spilt milk that I think Darian's kind of feeling was, right? It's not like the candy spilt milk, which was very fashion, very, like, her falling into the milk. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is giving more of that drip that I kind of would want to see with Darian's, and I loved it. And can I say how fucking beautiful she is? Like, how long ago was she on the show? And she looks younger and prettier now. Like, it is insane. That smile, the way she does her makeup, the way she styles herself. I love it. I'm such a big, big Jessica fan this season.
Well, she's a perfect example of how the art of drag, you can keep improving. Like, it is so fun to see someone like learn their makeup tricks, and you know, she does look better than the first season. It's so fun to watch. Mm-hmm. What did we think of Fruity Patootie? I love this design with the berries being the shoulder contrast with the picnic print, that plaid tartan. It was so fun,
and I love that it was a shout out to her season. I love this drink, like, it was so good.
Her super cut at the beginning of the season, I was like, Jessica is wild. That's a real
yes one. She's so funny. So I really loved it. It felt very different than all the other girls too, so I really loved it.
But this supermarket supermodel moment, it was falling into the bucket of like covered corset, you know. I hate saying that, but it just felt like covered corset.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a design challenge. I know it should be about designing something, but because hers was a covered corset, but it was very well done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought it looked beautiful. It fit her great. She looked incredible. Her skin looked beautiful. She had brought it up into the hair. I understand it's a covered corset, but it's a well done covered corset.
I like the laugh at the end. But yes, you know, if it ain't broke, you know, don't fix it.
Don't fix it.
She said, I'm not messing around. I'm sticking around. Okay.
Yeah. She said, we're going for safe. And then she won. So.
Which kind of blew my mind.
I could get it. I think her other two looks were so well done. And then because the other one was just as good. I feel like it made sense.
Cool. But we got to talk about Miss Kasha Davis.
Yes. Kasha Davis. Her sour cream.
Yeah.
Look.
I didn't get the circle on the shoulder. Was she being like a pitcher of milk?
No, she was sour cream.
But then why did she have a circle on her shoulder?
Because she was like, it was like to pour it out, maybe?
But do you pour sour cream? I thought that's like a dolloped kind of thing. Like, you don't pour sour cream.
I thought it's she was like thick. I thought she was like a holder to pour it. I thought that's what that was.
But you pour cream, you don't. Sour cream is like more whipped. It's like a yogurt consistency.
Use like a spoon with it.
Kasha, you're hurting our brains.
Yeah, we are not doing well right now with this. Like, we're just so confused.
I am confusion. The thing
it
here
felt
is,
like a dad joke, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I had to think about it too much, and yet it was kind of flat. It was a lot of just that one material and a suspicious shoulder detail.
And also a yellow shoe.
Stop. A yellow shoe?
It's like a yellowy shoe. Like, it's like almost the shoe is like to match the blonde. It's like a blonde shoe.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not loving it.
Next Her next look, Fruity Patootie, was very like Vegas showgirl. Huge, huge headpiece. Every inch of her was rhinestoned. And I thought it was cute. It gave huge showgirl. And she looks great in yellow.
Yeah. I mean, it's not giving Kahana's banana showgirl. Oh, no. Which sucks for Kasha because Kahana's was so well done that Kasha's looks kind of like is a sort of eclipsed by it because they're both bananas and they're both showgirls, right? So hers is going to look a
good word. Eclipsed.
Thank you. Oh my God. I appreciate it. Yeah. But wow. I thought she looked incredible. She does look very, very good. I'm not going to take anything away from that.
But you know, an eclipse is an eclipse.
An eclipse. Total eclipse of the banana.
Okay. And then her supermarket supermodel look.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Stuff Jiggly Caliente design challenge season 2 or 3. That's
Very
what it's
San Tropez.
Well, remember when she did that?
Just put more on more. It just doesn't
more
work
on more
sometimes.
And more. It's even in the wig and in the, it was a lot.
It just became a point where you need to edit. Sometimes in these challenges, it's not a contest for who can adhere the most things to something.
You know? Yeah, it's not a race of how many people can put how many things on a tour.
I collected 1,002 items. It's like, no.
I should be able to be safe because I collected the most. Yeah,
RuPaul, I put the most on.
I will say the way she does this like finger kiss thing, I am obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. It sparks so much joy. Every time she does it, I feel happiness. I feel excited. I feel like she's kissing me. Like, yes. I love it. But you're right. The entire look itself is rough boots to watch. And also, like, you've got on all of this found things and then a sparkly earring. It's like, what is happening? Like,
yeah. I don't know. It was team too much.
Yeah, it's way too much. Way, way, way too much.
Oh my God. But to close the show, can we talk about our fashion diva, Heidi in Closet? She comes out.
She should have been in the top.
She comes out. Honestly, I think she could have won. She comes out in this milkwoman costume with a bare leg and a latex look, so confident and flirty. Her legs looked incredible. Smashed legs. She's walking
legs.
In her pumps. Like, what
and she's also like really showing out with like her expression and the way that she's selling it.
Winking like a cartoon.
Yeah, she looks good, bitch.
She looked great. She looked so cute. That pastel color on her in the latex, it's the perfect vibe of like sweet and sexy. Because it's like a sweet character with the sexy twist.
And also, if you think about it, we got the sort of winner's edit because she had that tender moment with Rue. She's now really showing up and showing out with all of her looks on the runway. And she wasn't even – was she – she was safe, right?
I was so mad. Yeah. For her Fruity Patootie, she came out. And again, I'm keyboard smashing the entire time when I see her. It's literally like the pantaloon, this high hip shape of a strawberry with the seeds – embellished so it's sparkly and it has silhouette and it has color theory and it's head to toe, and she looked so damn expensive but fun and flirty. Like, this is where I was officially just screamed, I love Fruity Patootie as a category, because it gets the girls to do something fun like this.
And the pants were genius.
They were so fun. They were literally so
fun. The
pants
were genius.
It was so fresh and fun. I loved it. I wanted to eat her like a strawberry.
And the hair was perfect. She looked like a summer day, you know.
And can we, and then talk about Summer Night? She comes out as a sunset for her supermarket supermodel. She did this perfect job with the gradient. Heidi was my winner this week. She looked great.
Yeah, I can see why Jessica won. Jessica was very well put together, but Heidi should have been in the top with her. And I think either her or Heidi could have won.
Yeah. No, it was it was really, she did an outstanding job this week, Heidi. Wow.
Snaps for Heidi. Very Snaps fashion. Heidi. And I feel like Heidi did the right thing with, you know, a lot of people have been doing that bulky midsection.
Yes.
Heidi's the only one who did it right.
She did everything else have the bulk. Like, she purposely proportionized.
Well, she had the bulk in the mid, but it scooped outwards, and then underneath of it is a very sleek, skin tight skirt. So you still get that shape. And she just looks so good. And even the way she presented it, I will say my only critique is I wish it touched the ground. Mm. I wish Classic. It just went that extra 2 inches longer and we couldn't see that shoe. That's all I wish. It just felt a tiny bit too short.
You hear that, Heidi? You were 2 inches away from a win this week.
Yeah, 2 inches. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. My expertise.
Yeah, that's how that works. This is how that works. No, but overall, I think she was robbed. I think it's making us fall in love with Heidi even more because you'll want her to win deeper in the season. But for now, I'm just yelling at my TV. I'm all fired up.
So Jessica ends up being our winner. And our bottom two this week are Kasha Davis and Darian Lake. Now, Darian's been in the bottom quite a bit, but Kasha has never been in the bottom. So kind of feels like an obvious kind of Darian, you know, exit. Mm. But we get... Our lip sync assassin comes out and it is Miss Raja, recent winner of Canada versus the World. Very, very cute, very fun. When you looked at her title card, it was so stacked from like how many things she's done with Drag Race.
That was max 140 characters. That was the longest tweet.
They said, we got to stop. She's got to stop being on the show. We can't fit any more things on here. So Raja and Jessica Wilde lip sync to Coconuts by Kim Petras. What did you think?
Jimbo's just off the side being like, this is literally my song.
like why aren't I lip syncing?
They were just there just shaking their coconuts too. I love Jessica Wilde's costume. I felt like this was the it was Veneno energy, but done like with the Jessica twist. It was a really fun costume for the titty bib bounce.
Now, do you think Jessica's going to get the same reaction as Jimbo does with Jimbo's act? Because Jimbo's act is all about the shaking the titties, but Jessica did that. And I understand that Jessica did a character. She did Veneno and Veneno did that. I understand. But are we going to give the same, is that same energy going to come out for Jessica that people give to Jimbo? And if not, I want to know why, you know?
Exactly. Why? Why, why? Why?
Why? Let's why? See. Why? No, what makes Jessica's titty jiggling different than Jimbo's titty jiggling, you know? Mm-hmm.
A couple cup sizes, but that's all.
I felt like they were close. Like, that's like Jimbo's small breast.
Yes, that's her brunch breasts.
That's her brunch. That's her all ages show breast. Yeah,
exactly. Tea time.
Tea time titties. So Raja is unfortunately the loser and Jessica is the winner. Great for Jessica, though. And she did such a good job. She
literally just won $30,000 because it kept spilling over from previous weeks.
I loved how Raja was just like, $30,000, bitch! $30,000, bitch! That's like, crazy.
Crazy. Oh my, do you think Raja was a little plucked?
No, because she doesn't win any money.
Oh, right. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Like, I'd almost, like, think, like, if I was a queen who was, like, so, like, I was making tons of money on the weekends and everything, and I was just using this as, like, a cute opportunity to be on TV again, I would almost throw the lip sync. Like, almost. Mm. You know? To be, like, if I heard, like, the winner of the lip sync gets, like, $60,000, I would low-key be, like, I'm not really going to try too hard.
Yeah.
You get, that's $60,000, babe. I'm not going to try too hard on this one. You really got to be shitty to lose. You know? Yeah.
I would write out my PayPal and just go, just give me a little bit. And then.
Oh, halfway through the lip sync, you grab them and whisper in their ear, like, if I throw this, you better fucking give me 10K. Like,
not even 10. Like, you know, just a cute little.
What about like a cute little one? You know?
Yeah.
1K. That's all.
An amount you won't miss. But
yeah, you'll never notice. That's like taxes.
An amount that'll sway me.
Yeah. So Canada, if you're listening,
we're here to cheat.
We are here to cheat and get some money.
That was episode three. Did we announce? Because we do the results.
Well, Kasha Davis was eliminated, which I didn't think it was going to be Kasha. I thought it was going to be Darian because Darian's track record, and they were kind of going off track records. But I think people were saying because Kasha had sort of already said goodbye on the runway, that was her sort of signing out, being like, it's cool if you send me home, which I thought that was like kind of shitty. And maybe Kasha shouldn't have done that, but, you know, she got to have her moment and say goodbye. But when she said there's always time for kindness, bitch, and her voice cracked, I almost threw myself down the stairs. Like, that was so sad.
Yeah, that's that hits the heart.
Oh my God.
But I'm excited for her because then there's a whole new audience that gets to fall in love with Kasha. I got to see her at DragCon. She's just such a sweet energy, and she's just so open and like at all times just loving and friendly. So there is always time for kindness. And I, as cheesy as it sounds, it's something we should not forget.
You fucking bitch.
You dumb little slut.
You dumb fucking cunt. Anyways, thank you guys so much for this week. We are going to get to some audience questions.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Now, do you want to do the Scots?
Yeah. Speaking of always being time for kindness, let's just listen to some of our SQ cuties, starting with Scott Loudon.
Ding dong. This is Scott Loudon calling, Scott Loudon official on Instagram. You've discussed me on the pod. We're friends. You know who I am. We DM. Cynthia, when you...
We know who you are.
We're talking about Juice and you being in LA for DragCon. And you said in like a tone as if you were trying to be comforting. No, I said that you look like a creative. After Juice was expressing that she looked like a dumpy... basement dwelling video game player that she is. A creative. Girl, artists don't even make money barely. You called her a creative? That is so brutal. But the things you didn't even like really mean that to be that insulting, which makes it that much more insulting. Juice already you know who insults Juice? Juice. Dude does insult you? Juice. When you have your it's like Juice is always like, Juice is a bitch. You know that. And literally, Juice would be like, you know, yeah, I mean, I love the Brat Pack girls, but you had the best shirt. I bet you did have the best shirt. I'm a font queen, too. Listen, I want Juice Box to say
font queens
what she likes least about Cynthia's verse in Shine. Brat Pack single Shine. Cynthia, I want you, to listen to Juice tell you what she thinks she would change about Shine.
What would I change? Scott, that, my cheeks hurt. Oh my God.
I'm literally losing my mind laughing so hard, Scott. That was a long day after our convention recording that. I hope you know I meant creative in whatever way I meant. That's not intentionally offensive. I felt like we just were brothers who got like reprimanded by our mom. It being like, don't make fun of her.
For being a basement dwelling video game nerd that she is.
Okay, we gotta hear it.
What Shine!
What do I wish was different about Shine?
Talk to me.
Oh, God. Oh, God. What do I think was different? I wish Shine was... I wish it was less catchy.
See, Scott, see? So, you're giving her the opportunity.
Lay so on catchy. I got nothing. Catchy. I would have told... Cynthia, you know me. If I didn't like it, I would have told you.
Oh, my God. I would have. You. Sorry for calling you a creative in the most brutally offensive way, but not intentionally. Sometimes when I don't know
what to say,
I have like a filler word, and then the intention separates so far from its impact. I'm sorry, SQ cuties, if people found that offensive. But Scott, that was the funniest voice note we've ever had. That was like, that's goat status. We love you.
Oh my God.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And keeping
thank you for listening.
Keeping our dynamic correct.
So Cynthia's gonna spiral about this for like a week now. She's gonna randomly message me and be like, I'm sorry I called you a creative.
No, I literally asked her twice before we started recording, being like, you didn't like, were you like really offended when I called you a creative?
Okay. I was like, is that fine? I was like, I'm fine. So that's fine. shall we do, we have four here, but let's just do one more. We'll save the other two for next week. Do you want to do Daisy?
I would love to hear from Daisy.
Let's listen.
Hi. Hi, girlies. My name is Daisy, and I was calling in because I have a question, as everybody else does right now. A lot of people have questions in the world. I don't think you can answer most of them, though. I have a specific question, though, about sewing. Sewing. Topic. Number one. Patterns. Where do you get them? Everywhere I look for them, they're on Etsy. They're for like $5. And I don't want to invest that much in for if I don't, I don't, I can, I don't even know if I can sew it or not. That's the correct phrase. Yeah. Where'd you get patterns? Anyways, fabric number two. Now, nobody messes with non-stretch if they're a very beginner. That's what I hear. But like even scratch fabrics, I don't know where I'm going. I need somebody to pilot me in the fabric aisle land of Joann's or wherever you go. Anyways, that whole shenanigan, that gig. Where do you go for stretch fabrics? What do you need? Anyways, Juice probably feels very left out right now. So how's your sewing journey going? Can you sew? Yeah, probably, maybe. Anyways, I gotta wrap this up. Bye, girlies. Love you.
I got roasted.
Oh my god. Roasted. Well, hey, we got balanced because Scott was coming for me.
Yeah, so Daisy came for it. Daisy went, Juice, you must be very bored when we talk about sewing.
Oh my god, Daisy, we love you for calling in. Patterns are expensive. I totally get it. Sometimes they're even more than $5. Like, they can climb up there depending on how intricate they are. If you're new to sewing, I would say before you want to get overwhelmed with a pattern, you can actually, like, lay out already sewn apparel. Like, let's say you wanted to recreate a t-shirt. You could lay out the t-shirt and then with a little pinwheel or a pin itself, you can poke paper from behind the apparel to kind of dot out the shapes. So when you get to the like armpit, you can do the armhole curve. And if you carefully dot around the perimeter of each piece by piece, it takes longer, but it's free. You would then create the shell of like a very simple t-shirt dress. Now, if you want to do something more complex, I say invest. It's $5, which, you know, can be expensive, but you can keep reusing them. That's not to say you use a pattern once. You could make 400, you know, dresses out of that pattern, and then you get to have it as a block. So I say if you really, really want to, you know, learn how to sew, that pattern has been created by someone to make sure it all lines up perfectly. The times I make my own patterns, sometimes pieces don't fit and I can only get mad at myself. So I say try both techniques. But tracing a, you know, apparel is going to be a little trickier. But for fabric, Juice, you know how to fabric shop. You go with designers all the time. What do you look for when you're sourcing a fabric?
I look for a four-way stretch, no matter what. Yeah. I like something that isn't see-through. I want it to have a strong color because I don't want to have to layer it. And I find a lot of drag designers don't line their outfits, which I don't love because I love a lining. But so I like to get a fabric that's a little bit strong on both sides. And I love a velvet.
You love a velvet. That's very
I love a velvet. You can't see if you get a four-way stretch velvet, ugh, I'm just in happy land.
Now, Daisy, if we're going to buy this four-way stretch, promise me you use a zigzag stitch on your sewing machine. If you do a straight locked stitch, when you try to put that on and that stretch does its stretching, those seams will pop, 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 pop. If you look at the inside of a t-shirt, it's actually four threads in tandem through a serger. Not everyone has a serger, but a sewing machine doing that zigzag stitch is kind of the home sewing trick, because a zigzag accommodates for the four-way stretch. And the last thing I want you to do is spend all your time sewing and then it pops. Because that I remember when I first started sewing and I was like, why the hell does everything keep breaking? Zigzag stretch, zigzag stitch will be your friend.
I actually, speaking of your paper thing, what I used to do when I was trying to learn how to sew was I would take the clothes that I wanted to learn how to sew and I would cut the pattern out. Like I would like take the pieces that were sewn together and I would like take the seam out and then create the pattern from that.
Daisy.
Because then it's already deconstructed.
Wait, listen to Juice. Literally, if there's a piece you might be donating, you could actually take it apart, like seam rip every single thing. And then there right there is your pattern. That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. I was trying to save your t-shirt, but if it's one that you know you can kind of donate to the project, take it apart. Yeah. That's even easier.
Well, even going to Goodwill or anything and seeing something that's like, hey, I would love to make this, but like differently, or this is like a really simple dress that I want to try and make. You can take one of those and those are going to be those are probably going to be more expensive than $5, so might as well just buy the pattern. But, you know.
Right. There are options.
Yeah.
Happy There's sewing, Daisy. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Daisy.
See, but Juice can answer as well.
Period. I don't sew anymore, though, because as I said earlier, we are an industry and I can pay somebody. But if you guys want to be a part of the conversation like Daisy and Scott, you can always contact us on Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod, Twitter at sqqpod using the hashtag semiqualifiedquestions, or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
But both Daisy and Scott actually recorded in at www.speakpipe.com/sqqpod. If you want your voice on the pod, do it. It's kind of fun. Makes us laugh. Mm-hmm.
We love to hear your voices and we appreciate all of the support. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, send this to all of your friends, and come on our Patreon if you want to see our beautiful faces every week. And we love you guys so much. And we will see you next week for a little bit more of Semi-Qualified Queens reviewing All Stars 8.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.